Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In depth, Chinese students hoping to study abroad returned to a changed world. Published in Caixin Global, written by Fan Qiaojia, Han Wenrong, and Cai Xuejiao. Read to you by Cliff Larson. With the fall semester application deadline for many overseas universities rapidly approaching, Xixi was feeling the pressure. Before 2020, most Chinese students had a good shot at getting into the City University of Hong Kong, City U, and Xixi, who plans to pursue a doctorate in the city this year. During the past school year, however, the university admitted many more candidates from elite Chinese universities, leaving prospective students like Xixi, who didn't graduate from a top school, a lot less sure about whether they should consider City U as their primary target. After 3 years of dealing with border restrictions, sky-high airfares, and school closures due to the pandemic, Chinese are once again applying en masse to universities overseas, most of which returned to normal operations last year. In the United Kingdom, a record 33,660 Chinese students applied for undergraduate programs in the 2022 fall semester, up 9.2% from the previous year, according to university and colleges admission service data. However, Chinese students may find themselves returning to a changed world, at least in terms of higher education, as they will face more competitive admissions and an altered job market after they graduate. Strong demand. For many middle-class families, applying to overseas universities has replaced preparing for China's notoriously rigorous college and postgraduate entrance exams as the main way for climbing the socioeconomic ladder.
It's very clear that studying abroad is no longer something only the few will consider, says Jin Ran, CEO of EIC Education, a Chinese agency offering overseas educational counseling services. It means that parents and students can now choose their own academic and career paths within a global context.
At the same time, the economic downturn accompanied by policy changes and significant employee layoffs in industries like education, the internet, and real estate have left more professionals wondering if the time is now right to pursue an advanced degree to boost their future job prospects. With the easing of COVID controls, Jin believes that growth in the overseas education markets will take off this year before settling into a more stable growth rate going forward. The midterm outlook still looks promising, but growth may not be as strong as it was in the decade from 2005 to 2015, he said. Zhang Ning, the CEO of a Chinese study abroad agency, noted that the parents of children born in the 2000s typically have a more nuanced understanding of education systems of different places. These parents have started to see overseas study as a common option when considering their children's higher education, he said. Children born in the 2000s, who grew up as China's economy was on the growth tear, have access to a wealth of information and are more globally aware than previous generations. According to Zhang, they have a more relaxed mindset about international education. Students are more eager to experience other cultures and hope that studying abroad will help their personal development, he said. Intense competition. Pandemic uncertainties such as abrupt changes to visa policies and frequent exam cancellations have made prospective students realize the dangers of putting all their eggs in one basket. Applying for more programs at more schools in multiple countries has become common practice in current application season. Zhang said about 70% of his company's clients applying for next fall's admissions employ such a strategy, which he sees Chinese students doing for a long time to come. The United Kingdom and Hong Kong have grown in popularity as study abroad destinations as more students compete for university spots. According to a report from the EIC Education, the UK has been the most popular destination for Chinese students for 3 consecutive years. It's followed by Hong Kong, which has risen past the United States, Australia, and Canada in the ranking. The University of Warwick in the UK, for example, saw a 100% increase in the number of Chinese student applications from the 2017-2018 school year to the 2022-2023 school year. But there was only a 52% increase in the number of admissions granted. Considering the competition for university spots and the uncertainties with exam schedules during the pandemic, many students began studying for prerequisite language exams and preparing research and internships 2 or 3 years in advance. Zhang Xi, a student at the Capital University of Economics and Business in Beijing, began preparing to apply for graduate school when he was a sophomore, just as the pandemic started. To beef up his application, he secured internships at 5 internet companies and learned mathematical modeling on his own. Careers abroad. Many Chinese students who hope to stay in the country where they studied have seen policies get rolled out that aim to retain highly skilled individuals. Since 2021, the United Kingdom government has introduced a number of new policies to try to fill the talent gap left by Brexit. Under its new graduate visa policy, which went into effect in July 2021, international students are permitted to work in the country for at least 2 years following graduation. Prior to the policy, new graduates had to find an employer willing to sponsor them for a visa in order to stay in the UK and work after graduation. The UK issued 17,000 graduate visas in the third quarter of 2022, up from 12,000 in the same period of 2021, according to data from its home office. Many young people are also drawn to a work environment abroad that usually offers a better pay package, from comprehensive labor protection and a more relaxed lifestyle. Xinxin, who just graduated from the University College London with a master's degree in September, signed a 12-month rental lease right after graduation and began her job search in London. She's received an offer from a multinational, fast-moving consumer goods company. The recent graduate said she didn't have high salary expectations, but thinks even the minimum salary would afford her a comfortable life in the city. However, in China, this minimum pay range can be very low, even too low to cover basic living expenses, she said. Another student, who goes by the name Susan, received her master's degree from Johns Hopkins University in 2022. But has had a hard time finding a job. She's only gotten 3 or 4 interviews from the roughly 1,000 resumes she sent out. Still, she's made up her mind to try to stay abroad and is expecting a return offer from her current internship at an IT consulting firm. You've been listening to In Depth, Chinese Students Hoping to Study Abroad Returned to a Changed World. published in Caixin Global, written by Fan Qiaojia, Han Wenrong, and Cai Xuejiao, and read to you by Cliff Larson.